party, that's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me. My drinks like my roof on the house. We turning up, got double cups, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you're bringing. Come on now, swing on by. Bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap and bottles on ice. Living on good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be if you don't come through, buddy. That's on you, cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat, cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Kill a Cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter day don't matter to me, cause don't nothing taste better than free. Yeah, the beer's on me.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione fights extradition to New York City, he is being hailed on the internet by some as a folk hero. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the murder of UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson.
Google has now removed a flood of negative reviews posted for a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee there tipped off police about Mangione's location. People are also now selling mugs and shirts that say deny, defend, and depose. The words police say were found on bullets at the crime scene, matching the title of a book on why insurance companies don't pay claims. Some sites, quick to remove the merchandise, sympathetic to Mangione, concerned about glorifying violence.
Mangione held without bail in Pennsylvania. The Franklin fire in Southern California calming somewhat as Santa Ana winds around Malibu calmed down just a little bit. Following the fall of Bashar Assad's government over the weekend, Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes in Syria, targeting many of the country's military installations. This is ABC News. The merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons is on hold after two judges halted the proposed $24 billion deal.
Kroger and Albertsons claim they need to join forces to better compete with Walmart, Amazon, and Costco. The companies can appeal the judges' rulings, but the cost of keeping the deal together could be challenging. Grocery prices in October finally fell for the first time in 4 years. But just last week, Walmart CEO predicted higher prices at the start of next year, saying eggs and dairy are currently driving food inflation. And although they could come back down, he warned processed food prices likely won't drop much in 2025.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In this season of giving, Amazon is making it a little easier for customers to express gratitude. Owners of Amazon's Alexa device can simply say, "Alexa, thank my driver," to gift $5 to their delivery order at no cost or charge to the customer. The promotion was launched on December 4th. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips is hosting a cookie walk and soup luncheon. Dozens of homemade cookies and candy will be available to purchase for $10 per pound. The soup luncheon will include soup, sandwich, dessert, and a beverage for $10. Everyone is welcome. Once again, that's Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Bartholer Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Well, if you think cars and trucks are the only things autonomous, think again. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Farm tractors are going down that same route. Details on the way.
Innovation.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, says an autonomous tractor could be in your farm's future. He said every tractor right now, they're working on it.
It's kind of a new budding space for equipment companies. There's a lot of companies out there, as far as I can tell, that are sort of startups that are taking existing machines and converting them to autonomous platforms. There's a lot of safety considerations that have to be considered in that realm as well. And it is headed this way. We're not quite there yet. We're not ready to go fully autonomous in the ag production, at least field crops sort of space. But I'd say within the next year or two, it's a real reality that we could be doing that.
Brian Luck, University Extension Ag Engineer, he said while the dairy industry has been using robots to help milk cows for decades, the autonomous tractor, a newer entry to the agricultural realm, he says right now it's all motivated by labor shortages.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
And the Wisconsin State Fair is continuing to solicit farms and homes from across the state that have been in the same family for 100 or 150 years. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award Program will be held Tuesday, August 5th, in conjunction with the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair. Honorees get complimentary State Fair tickets, an invitation to the awards breakfast, a commemorative photo, a certificate, and an outdoor display sign. Applications are due by Friday, March 1st. More information available on the Wisconsin State Fair website or ours, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Look for the tab. There's your Wednesday food news update. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, seven below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only three above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15. 98 Q Country.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long.
Mile-long Santa Fe freight train engine
seen it all. Just like that flatbed cowboy stacking U.S. Steel on a three-day haul. Roads and rails under their feet. Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma. With a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky, you think heaven's doors have opened. You'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride across the Badlands. Feel that freedom on your face. Breathe in all that open space and meet a girl.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
They say this town stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them. For the glow of the neon lights, and it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things, but girl, you'll remember what your knees are for. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Near the bar tonight. Well, this time I'm gonna make our dreams and curls. I still love you more than anything in the world. Love your baby girl. Your baby girl.
Hear a man please in money, I'm so broke. Don't be much, just enough to get me. Dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up. As messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me. And all alone. And all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
appreciate that. Dan and Shay, right back at you, Dan. Right back at you, Shay. All right. Now we're in for a cool stretch of weather here. A little bit of light snow. Plows and stuff are out moving a few things around there this morning, so be careful. Snow showers right now, 14. And we're not going to warm up a whole lot today. Expected high temperature, probably about 19. Did we already see that? Do we have an overnight drop in temperatures? We'll linger right around 17, 18, it looks like, for the daytime highs today. I just saw yesterday where the temperatures were supposed to get colder, so I kind of shut off my brain to the weather. I just braced it for some cold. High temp tomorrow should be two above. But we'll flip that around real quick. And we'll be in the 30s by Sunday, Monday, even into Tuesday. Just a cool stretch. Overnight lows tonight will drop down probably a few degrees below zero, looking at 5 to 10 below. And again, warming up to maybe one above tomorrow. Maybe. And overnight lows tomorrow night in that 10 below, maybe. Well, anytime I see the National Weather Service say 7 or 8 below, I know what to add to it here in far northern Wisconsin. But it'll flip around rather quickly, like I said. And hope some mild stuff for the weekend. Question is there enough snow to even think about snowmobile trails here in Price County? It's lingering. We just need a good dumping. They're getting plenty of snow to our north up in Ironwood and Hurley, up in that area. But here in the Park Falls area, it's bordering. The cold weather will help to solidify some of those streams and lakes and stuff like that. So that'll be that should be hopefully taken care of. We'll continue to update you on the weather. Kind of a light reality radio today. We'll see what we can gather in to share with you. As always, if you got something going on with your nonprofit, shoot us an email. We'd be glad to mention it a few times for you. WCQM@civicmedia.us. More keywords to come. Oh, we've had so much fun the first couple days. We've had winners. Oh, winners galore. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But the first keyword for our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest is on the way in the 7 o'clock hour. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's get you updated right now. Again, ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione fights extradition to New York City, he is being hailed on the internet by some as a folk hero. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the murder of United Healthcare's Brian Thompson.
Google has now removed a flood of negative reviews posted for a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee there tipped off police about Mangione's location. People are also now selling mugs and shirts that say deny, defend, and depose. The words police say were found on bullets at the crime scene, matching the title of a book on why insurance companies don't pay claims. Some sites, quick to remove the merchandise, sympathetic to Mangione, concerned about glorifying violence.
Mangione held without bail in Pennsylvania. The Franklin fire in Southern California calming somewhat as Santa Ana winds around Malibu calmed down just a little bit. Following the fall of Bashar Assad's government over the weekend, Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes in Syria, targeting many of the country's military installations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Xcel Energy is proud to announce a $30,000 grant has been awarded to 3 Boys and Girls Clubs on Native lands. Boys and Girls Club of La Couturier, Boys and Girls Club of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and Boys and Girls Club of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Carl Hosley, president of Xcel Energy Wisconsin and Michigan, said, quote, "We are thrilled to support these incredible organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to youth in their communities. Our commitment to community service is at the heart of everything we do, and we are honored to contribute to the growth and development of these Boys and Girls Clubs," end quote. The grant is part of Xcel Energy Foundation's ongoing efforts to invest in community vitality and support organizations that align with the company's values. The funds will be used to enhance programs and services that promote education, health, and leadership among the youth in these communities. For more information about Xcel Energy Foundation and its community initiatives, please visit Xcel Energy's website. Major phone changes are coming. Stuart J. Waddles has the 411.
Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball, the Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And a local sports scene from last night. Boys basketball at Logger Camp. Phillips beats Wabena Leona 62-54. Ladysmith over Ashland 76-53. Stanley Boyd was a winner over the Rib Lake boys last night 72-51. Barron topped Hayward 84-60. Lakeland a winner over Three Lakes 53-47. Medford boys topped DC Everest 74-64. And Tomahawk beat Elko 71-24. On the girls' side, Phillips a winner over Athens, 77-64 down in Athens. You heard the game on 103.1. We'll have it archived later for you. Prentice beat Shawamigan down in Prentice in girls' hoops, 58-44. The Butternut girls top LCO, 42-18. It was Rice Lake beating Ladysmith. Let me rephrase that. Rice Lake beat Lakeland, 51-42 in girls' hoops. And Tomahawk topped the Elko girls last night by a count of 51-10.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Well, wrong again. Last week I was so sure we were going to have some great early ice conditions, just waiting for the wind to lay down and let cold take over, then the snow, then not too cold. Was there ice fishing? Yes. Was it great? For the few that found safe fishable ice, not great, but good. Problem with some of the ice that started to form, unformed. Holes opened up in areas that had freshly skimmed, and some areas got soft flowing, warm and rain Sunday. The bright side is that our areas of 3 to 5+ inches of ice, and anglers have done well for walleye, pike, bluegills, and crappies where safe ice is allowed angling. Walleye, very good. Shallow water, 3 to 6 feet, just after dusk. Shiners on tip-ups is water a bit shallow for most jigging wrap techniques. The northern pike is also very good. Shallow weeds from early morning and on. Medium large shiners and 3 to 8 feet of green weeds. The bluegill is also very good. Good numbers of nice gills in the 7 to 8 inch range over mud and cabbage flats and 3 to 8 feet starting the mid-morning through the late afternoon. Crappie is good. Not as many reports as the bluegill, but some anglers finding crappies in 6 to 8 feet of weeds using Gulp Alive minnows and horizontal jigs. We have forecasts of some snow, but also temps coming in below zero or just barely over. That should give us a base where we need to lock up some good ice. Following that, a mild weekend, but hopefully not so much it hurts. Lesson is, I'm too old to use comments like, it's on like Donkey Kong, never even played it when I was young. I'll stick to the verbiage I'm used to, like 23 Skidoo and cats meow. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and good luck, anglers. Stay safe.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
hard to believe that Christmas is only a couple of weeks away, right? But there's still plenty of time to find incredible gift deals because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off the best beauty gifts, just like friends and family can. That's 15% off designer fragrance gift sets, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Exclusions apply.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, we have some very exciting news. I heard that the cars are back for good at Wheelway. Is that right?
They're back, but they're going to move quickly.
Move quickly, but by popular demand, people have asked you guys to keep them there. But the Arctic Blast Sale going on right now, you went out and handpicked some really nice vehicles for this sale.
Hey, you know what? We got 2024s, 2023s, all the way down to 2015. They're all low miles, under 30,000 miles they start off. We have payments as low as $99 a month. There's no better time right now to come and get a vehicle.
It's an Arctic Blast, but there's sizzling prices on these vehicles. And you can take care of all the financing and everything right there too, right?
Absolutely. Interest rates are fortunately keep going down. That means you get more purchasing power. There's no better time to get a better vehicle, a reliable, roadworthy vehicle for the wintertime right now before rates start going back up. Can't make it and go on wheelwayautos.com. You'll be blown away of the inventory that we got here.
Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Some light snow this morning, then windy with falling temperatures through this afternoon. We're going to be down to around zero by late today. The wind chill below zero later this afternoon as well. Tonight, clear and cold and windy, seven below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of only three above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
98Q Country.
The sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything. Living like we'll never die. Come on and stay a while. If you don't believe me, why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home. I got everything I need and nothing.
I live down the street. Got a good-looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Everything I need. Nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need. And nothing that I don't.
Attention, please.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Oh, happy hump day.
98Q Country.
Declaration of Independence. Think I could tell you that first sentence, but then I'm lost. I can't begin to count the theories I've had pounded in my head that I forgot. I don't remember all that Spanish or the Gettysburg Address, but there is one speech from high school I'll never forget. Come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? They all run along and have some fun. I'll see you when you get back, but I'll be up all night still cleaning this gun. Well, now that I'm a father, I'm scared to death one day my daughter is gonna find that teenage boy I used to be. That seems to have just one thing on his mind. She's growing up so fast, it won't be long before I'll have to put the fear of God into some kid at the door. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Now ain't it, son? They all go out and have some fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night still cleaning this gun. Now it's all for show, ain't nobody gonna get hurt. It's just a daddy thing, and hey, believe me, man, it works. Yeah, come on in, boy, sit on down and tell me about yourself. So you like my daughter, do you now? Yeah, we think she's something else. She's her daddy's girl, her mama's world. She deserves respect, that's what she'll get. Ain't it, son? Y'all run along and have a little fun. And I'll see you when you get back. Probably be up all night still cleaning this gun. Yeah, son, now y'all buckle up and have her back by 10, let's say by 9:30. Drive safe.
Rodney Atkins, 98Q. Hope you are well on this Wednesday, the 11th of December. We got Christmas 2 weeks away. We've got some colder weather today. You'll notice it today. You'll really notice it tomorrow. We'll see our first overnight lows below zero in a long time. Probably 5, 10, maybe even 15 below tomorrow night. It'll warm up rather quickly. Tomorrow's highs will struggle to get to one or two above, and then the weekend will warm it back up by Sunday, Monday. We'll be in the mid, maybe even upper 30s. Our first keyword in our grown-up gift list giveaway is coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We have had we've had quite a few people take home some prizes already. We have had 8 keywords, so hopefully you got all those entries in for the grand prize drawings. When it's all said and done here in a week and a half or 2 weeks, I see that Jennifer Schulke here, Park Falls, she pocketed a hondo yesterday, $100 bill. Ron Brendelin got a night stay at Chula Vista in our text to win. And we got Lisa Dahlgren. We got Lisa, $100 also. Who else here? Oh, there's another one that we have, but we haven't been able to get a hold of them yet to confirm that they are who they said they were. So another keyword coming up. How does it work? Well, 4 times a day, we tell you what hours to make it easy for you. 7, 11, 1, and 4, those hours, we give you a keyword. All you got to do is text it to us and you're in. That's it. Put the Civic Media app on your phone. It's free. And then you got 98Q and Trail Mix and all the Civic stations right there on your phone handy. It doesn't take up much space, just a simple little app. And then you hit 98Q text, and when we give you the keyword, which we will do coming up after 7 o'clock, you just shoot it to us, you're done for that hour. And we'll see if we can make you a winner. Overnight stay at Chula Vista. One of the prizes, we've given away $100, certain hours. Every time you text, you're in for the grand poobah prize. We got some robot vacuums and espresso machines, humidifiers, snowblower, a couple luggage sets. So stay tuned. We're having a little fun in our grown-up gift list, text to win. Let's get some words of wisdom for this Wednesday morning. We focus on the family.
America has been called a culture of outrage. Everybody seems to be upset with somebody about something. And that's why we get controversies, like the one about an exercise bike. A while back, an exercise equipment company drew backlash over one of its commercials. It featured a young wife receiving an exercise bike for Christmas from her husband. Most of the viewing public felt the ad conveyed a positive message. A loving husband makes his wife happy by getting her exactly what she wants for Christmas. But a small group of critics had a very different interpretation. They suggested the ad was propaganda for those who supported male dominance over women. In their view, the controlling husband was telling his wife that she was unattractive and that she had better get herself into shape. To me, controversies like this show how easy it is for a culture of outrage to lose sight of the true problem. We water problems down and minimize their importance by demonizing everyone and everything. After a while, conflict fatigue sets in, and people forget what really matters. And that's dangerous. A lot of important issues deserve our attention, and none of them are strengthened by overreactions. Overreactions don't clarify issues or bring about positive change. They waste valuable energy and resources. Real change only comes when we lock in on the true problem. Instead of a culture of outrage, we need a culture of focus. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial pound 250 and say spend less.
and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
98Q Country.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Baby and me.
You're leaving, it don't